Well, the Supreme Court has issued a decision today, but it will not end the conversation about what marriage is and why it matters for America.
The decision from the U.S. Supreme Court to legalize same-sex marriage was not entirely unexpected. But what I truly did not expect sitting in India was to see my Facebook turn into a patchwork quilt of rainbow profiles. Whether or not this revolution was televised, it was certainly Facebooked. And for a little while, it didn't matter if you were in Kolkata or San Francisco. The rainbows kept popping up everywhere as time zone after time zone around the world woke up to the news. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Same-sex marriage was not the talk of the tea shop across the street from my apartment. But it was astonishing to pick up my local newspaper in Kolkata and see the headline, "Justice Like a Thunderbolt," filling half the front page. In font usually reserved for governments collapsing or World Cup victories in cricket. It took me aback. In India, we are a long way from marriage. The Supreme Court here had in fact recriminalized homosexual sex. The decision in Washington, D.C. was hardly going to embarrass the judges here into reconsidering that decision. And as profiles of friends, cousins, colleagues got a rainbow makeover, I was scratching my head. Was this the latest in lazy Facebook activism? Just a new cool fad that would not change anything on the ground? As I surveyed my friends' list, I also was struck by the fact that many of those who rainbowized their profiles were my heterosexual friends. In fact, there were probably a few more of them who had changed their profiles than my gay friends in India. And then I realized what was actually cool about it all. This was its own coming out party, not as gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender, but as an ally, as a friend, as supportive. It is probably easier to come out as gay-friendly than as gay. A picture, they say, is worth a thousand words, and this one little rainbow was saying quietly what 100 awkward conversations would have danced around, like in the film Fire.
There's no word in our language that can describe what we are, how we feel for each other.
For the longest time, many well-to-do Indians who could left India to be gay. There was a name for them. Passport princesses, who marched in parades in San Francisco and New York and were closeted at home in Delhi and Mumbai. And even for those who were not leading double lives, America was different, a breath of free air. As my friend Aditya Advani, an architect who lived for years in Berkeley, remembers.
Went to my first Pride parade in 1989 in San Francisco. That was a euphoric moment for me. I was really, really amazed and happy, and was really felt, you know, uplifted and felt surrounded by my own people, and I was very connected to them.
Now Aditya lives among his own people in Delhi with his partner and their twins.
The US was different when I got there in 88, but now the whole world is caught up in a way, and India you can be openly gay and people understand the subject and they don't really have issue with it.
Those little rainbows on Facebook were just one small way of making that point. In India, we don't often like to talk about things. It means gays and lesbians become invisible. Even the Supreme Court here called gays a minuscule minority when they recriminalized gay sex. Mythologist Devdutt Pattanayak says that's the Indian way.
So you invisibilize the other, which is the Indian way of coping.
The rainbow squares do make the other visible. It might have been just a cool technological trick in the Facebook office, but it has become a quiet statement of solidarity in a country far away. That does not at all mean where the US goes, India must follow. In a country where gay sex remains criminalized, same-sex marriage seems like a pipe dream. And I understand the ambivalence many have about making marriage seem like the ultimate goal, or in the court's words, there is no union more profound than marriage. Will there now be the good gays who marry and the bad gays who don't? maybe. But for now, it's okay to set aside those qualms and take a moment to celebrate not marriage, but equal rights, and to bask in the rainbow glow of 1,000 profile pictures blooming right there on your Facebook, whether you are in San Francisco or Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.